And welcome into another edition of American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Well, World Dairy Expo will stay in Madison, Wisconsin for 2021. Katie Schmidt, World Dairy Expo Communications Manager, says the decision follows assurances the event can be held.
We are staying in Madison, and that decision really was based on conversations that we were having and the assurance that we have in regards to how we can hold our event in Madison, and really not taking into consideration that contract extension that was proposed by Dane County earlier in the month.
Well, Dane County, Wisconsin recently offered a 10-year contract to the event. World Dairy Expo organizers say they will consider that contract over the coming months. Schmidt says the show will feature some improvements for 2021.
We've been hard at work planning for our comeback show in 2021 for the past year. So our staff is excited to see some changes in the trade show in terms of relocating some booths to a brand new redesigned trade center that opened up the arena building to become the Tan Bark, which is Expo's Bar and Grill. And the Tan Bark will now host actually morning keynote speakers during World Dairy Expo. And we are putting together plans to also introduce seminars in Spanish this year for our on-farm managers and mid-managers of dairies throughout the country.
As for the international attendees, it's hard to predict what that attendance will be this year due to COVID-19 travel restrictions.
We have absolutely no idea. We are still inviting our international guests. There are U.S. embassies that are open that are offering visa appointments to get international attendees over here. We do realize that likely there will be a smaller number of them, but luckily World Dairy Expo has some great virtual resources in place already.
The 54th edition of the event is scheduled for Expo's historic home, the Alliant Energy Center, September 28th through October 2nd of this year. Consumers consider farmers the most trusted members of the supply chain when it comes to ensuring safety. The United Soybean Board recently unveiled the results of a consumer survey that gathered consumer thoughts on the supply chain. Mace Thornton, USB Vice President of Communications and Marketing Strategy, says the survey revealed a strong level of consumer trust in farmers.
About 78% of the consumers that were polled placed farmers as the most trusted spot in the food supply chain, and that's very encouraging. We think those results are kind of a combination of the overall safety and stability of U.S. grown food. And once people know more about the sustainability of U.S. grown food and the strategies that farmers are putting in place at the farm level, those numbers are going to skyrocket even more.
Also important is that a majority of consumers surveyed also view soy as a healthy option.
So it's very important for the soy industry in particular. While human food from soy makes up a smaller piece of the pie than a lot of the other sectors, we know that when it comes to the overall reputation for U.S. soy, 99% of that reputation is coming directly from consumers. So it allows us to find out what is on their minds, the topics that are driving their thoughts, and then being able to address them as we build those shared values.
Thornton says the survey identified the conversation about soy sustainability as an area of opportunity.
Less than about half were really aware of all of the sustainability work that's going on in the soy space, about what farmers are actually putting in place at the farm level to address some of the environmental challenges. So we look at that as really being an opportunity for soy to be not only a catalyst, but also a vector for sustainability. And 2/3 felt that that was even more positive. So we're going to make sure that we are able to take advantage of that going forward.
You can keep up with the latest news from the United Soybean Board at unitedsoybean.org and every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central on RFD TV. April is Invasive Plant Pest and Disease Awareness Month. Samantha Simon is the USDA's Executive Director of Emergency and Domestic Programs. She says April is typically the best time to spot many of the damaging invasive species that can attack the crops in rural America, as well as garden plants and trees.
April is a time when many invasive plant pests start to emerge and they're easy to see, and people play an important, crucial role in preventing the spread. These are 20 hungry pests that are highly damaging, and they can cause damage to our agriculture for our citrus growers, our wine producers, the lumber industry, all the way to maple syrup producers. The best known hungry pests are emerald ash borer beetle, exotic fruit flies, Asian longhorn beetle, and spotted lantern fly, and also a disease that's called citrus greening disease.
As farmers know very well, invasive species can cause a lot of economic damage.
Invasive insects and plant diseases cost the U.S. an estimated $40 billion each year in damages to our trees, our plants, our crops. And, you know, they threaten our economy, our food supply, and obviously our environment. Unfortunately, people can spread hungry pests by way of items that they move, such as plants and fruit, or through untreated firewood or outdoor items. These items might be hiding egg masses or other stowaways.
She talks about ways to help slow the spread of invasive pests.
Never move untreated firewood. If they are buying seeds or plants, it's important to try to buy domestically. If you're buying online, please make sure to check the origin and the importing requirements to make sure that you're purchasing plants and seeds that meet our requirements if they're originating from overseas. It is important that if you find a hungry pest or you think you have something that's unusual, please report it to the USDA State Plant Health Director in your state. The easiest way to find that information is go to hungrypest.com. There's a state drop-down box. You can select your state, and you'll have the number for your state plant health director.
If you find any signs of invasive pests, it's important to take the right steps as soon as possible.
If you're looking for a spotted lanternfly, which can damage vineyards, you would be looking for mud-like egg patches on smooth outdoor surfaces. If you find those egg masses, it's important to smash, scrape, double bag, and dispose. You may also find the insect itself. There are pictures at hungrypests.com, and those pictures, it's a very identifiable bug. If you find it in your state and it's not known to be there, it's really important that you report that so that we can go out and take actions to try to help control and eradicate those populations.
The United Nations estimates that invasive pests destroy up to 40% of food crops and cause $220 billion in trade losses worldwide. For more information, go to hungrypests.com. The U.S. Grains Council has published its 2020-2021 sorghum quality report, and for the second year in a row, U.S. sorghum was on average graded above necessary requirements for the U.S. number one designation. Protein content in sorghum was up 8% year over year, with readings coming in at 11.2%, almost a full percentage point jump above last year's content. Reese Kennedy, USGC Manager of Global Trade, says protein content in sorghum is really what can set it apart from other coarse grains. The report, funded through the Department of Agriculture's Foreign Agricultural Service Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, provides international customers accurate, unbiased information about the 2020 U.S. sorghum crop. To generate the report's findings, samples were collected from 13 participating elevators located in Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Total sorghum damage came in at just 0.0% in the aggregate, and broken kernel and foreign material was only 1.6%, both similar to last year's results. This has been American Ag Today, produced by the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen. Have a great day.